So that's how the conditions in the U.S. right now appear to an expert observer from abroad. Inside the U.S., aggressive police crackdowns are raising concerns among the ranks of our own intelligence community. Gail Helt is a former CIA analyst. Her focus was Southeast Asia and China. When we spoke this week, she told me she sees parallels between what's happening now in the U.S. and the aggressive regimes that she tracked.
Well, I have to say it. I think I would be remiss if I didn't, this being the 31st anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. And seeing those armored vehicles rolling down the streets of D.C. does kind of conjure those images in my mind of tanks running over peaceful protesters. And I know that that might seem like an extreme comparison to some people, but in my opinion, that's how unusual it is to see armored vehicles being used as crowd control on the streets of American cities.
Are there differences that you would underscore?
I definitely don't see, or at least I'm hopeful that we won't see, any kind of repression along those lines here. But America is a democracy. America is a republic. We are not supposed to use our military to corral peaceful protesters. And yes, there are some pockets of violence, and that's horrible. We can handle this. I think that there's been a ratcheting up of tensions that concerns me a lot. But we in America have a tradition of peaceful protest. It is a constitutional right. And I think using the military to crack down on that sends a horrible, horrible message about where we're headed as a country.
Earlier this week, Trump called on governors to, quote, dominate the streets or else he would deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. That was the quote. The way to do this is through the Insurrection Act, which allows the use of active duty military forces to deal with unrest. But Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said he's opposed to invoking the act.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now.
Gail Helt, what does it mean for any leader to turn the military against citizens? I mean, do you have an example of that?
I would look at maybe Malaysia in 2012, 2013, when there were pro-democracy, pro-electoral reform protests, and the government, which had no interest in electoral reform, pulled out the rubber bullets and the water cannon and the tear gas. It's a breach of trust. If that happens here in any large-scale way, I think that the breach of trust is going to be something that's irreparable. And we already have a huge distrust issue with American citizens. We don't trust each other. We don't trust people of various other political parties. And this has been happening for decades. I mean, you can't pin that all on Trump. The fabric of our society has been fraying a little bit for a couple of decades now. But Trump has just basically pulled those threads and totally unraveled it.
Given what you've witnessed in other countries, Gail, that you've paid close attention to over the years, how worried are you personally for the U.S.?
I'm very worried. I've used the word terrified. I don't believe that if Trump is reelected that we can withstand four more years. The Constitution, nobody's defending it. I mean, I'm defending it. There's many of us, there's dozens of us who are former national security professionals who are out there defending it and trying to remind our elected officials of the oath that they took, just like the ones that I took, to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they're not actually doing that. And to me, in my mind, until they do that, anything can happen.
Gail Helt is a former CIA analyst responsible for tracking developments in China and Southeast Asia. She's also a professor of security and intelligence studies at King University in Bristol, Tennessee. Thank you very much, Gail, for your time.
Thank you so much.